A couple of years ago, food safety experts launched a public service campaign telling people, don't wash your chicken. And they were referring to poultry in general. Lots of home cooks balked.
Apparently, there are people out there who really want to wash their chicken. So this dug-in group that said, I've been doing it for 30 years this way and I'm not going to stop. How dare you?
That's food microbiologist Jennifer Quinlan from Drexel University. She spoke with Tanya English for this story.
Cooks tell Quinlan that they use vinegar, lemon juice, all sorts of concoctions to rinse poultry.
You are not going to kill the bacteria.
It's heat at the proper temperature that kills pathogens and makes meat safe to eat. Food labels haven't caught up with the advice from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Some packaging still suggests that you rinse a whole bird. Quinlan's husband was solo recently and sent her a cell phone picture of the cooking instructions on a broiler chicken.
I said, but you didn't rinse it, did you? And he said, well, yeah. I said, you live with the woman who tells people not to wash their chicken and you rinsed your chicken. So that...
It might be that Quinlan gets pushback because she's a scientist and not a chef, but she is a mom.
I have cooked turkey for the last two Thanksgivings without rinsing it, and nobody said this turkey tastes unwashed. So
lots of people take their bird to the sink for a bath. Way back when, Julia Child did it.
Just run the water right through it, inside and out.
Bossy YouTube sensation Auntie Fee teaches people how to cook on a budget, and she rinses her chicken too.
Come on over here, okay? This is frozen chicken, okay? You want it frozen, but you want to wash it off, okay? Wash it off.
Washing poultry ups the chance that salmonella or campylobacter, carried along on a mist of water and chicken juice, will splash onto the kitchen counters or cross-contaminate nearby food. John Blanchet is a private chef with extra training in food safety. He keeps poultry in a plastic bag, then moves it directly to a cutting board or a pan when he's ready to season and cook.
The holidays and what we love about them have to do with tradition and memory. And sometimes science, you know, flies in the face of what grandma used to do. And so that can be tricky for people.
Sure, love your grandma. But Blanchet says, trust the food scientist. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.